donate any of your Astro cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliloku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Astro card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Astro. And you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliloku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Governance activist challenges Concord ruling on Bill 7. Government releases 400 million kwacha for CDF. In global news, Mali's armed forces kill 80 militants after series of attacks on military posts. Good afternoon. With the main news, I'm Mutolo Mwamba. Governance activist Isaac Mwanza has filed a petition at the Constitutional Court seeking to set aside its recent majority judgment on Bill 7 of 2025, arguing that the ruling failed to consider key legal provisions and comparative precedent. Mr. Mwanza says the Crown Court overlooked best practices from Commonwealth jurisdictions, including the United States, South Africa, Ghana, and Malawi, where constitutional amendments may be initiated by the executive, legislators, or citizens and subjected to varied consultation processes. Is seeking a declaration that the majority decision erred by conflating the levels of public participation required for constitutional amendment in Article 79 with those needed for constitutional making, and that it effectively bars any actor to be a citizen, lawmaker, minister, or the president from proposing even minor amendments without wide consultations. Mr. Mwanza argues that this interpretation usurps executive authority under Article 91, Subsection 2 of the Constitution, which vests the power of determining constitutional procedures in the executive and cabinet. He also indicates that the majority ruling violates the principle of legislative supremacy enshrined in Article 62, Subsection 2, which reserves legislative authority exclusively for Parliament. Last Friday, a 4-judge majority of the Crown Court held that the state's initiation of Bill 7 without wide consultation contravened the spirit of Article 1, 2, 5, 7, 8, 9, 61, 90, 91, and 92, and found no evidence that the initial process met the requisite standards and ordered broad public participation precede any further steps. The Ministry of Finance and National Planning has released 400 million kwacha for the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, across the country. Announcing the development in Lusaka this morning, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Permanent Secretary for Administration, Gabriel Pollen, disclosed that an additional 33,000 million kwacha has been allocated for the Cash for Work program. Dr. Pollen has since directed local authorities across the country to ensure they utilize the funds within 48 hours, saying a circular has already been released urging the councils to use the funds within the shortest possible time. He explained that the 48-hour directive stems from concerns raised by the Minister of Finance regarding unutilized CDF funds that have been sitting dormant in bank accounts for extended periods. Dr. Pollen has further instructed local authorities to submit a progress report within 42 hours of receiving the funds, saying the move is designed to streamline the implementation and usage of CDF resources, ensuring that the funds are put to work promptly for the benefit of communities across the country.
As of yesterday, 1st of July 2025, the ministry received 400 million kwacha as funding for CDF across the country. In addition, 333 million kwacha was released by the Ministry of Finance and National Planning towards the Cash for Work program. So we take this opportunity to urge the local authorities as well to expedite the utilization of this fund. We issued a circular not long ago encouraging local authorities to use the funds within the shortest possible period of time. This is in line, indeed, with the concerns that were raised by the Ministry of Finance and National Planning in respect of unutilized CDF funds that are sitting dormant.
Police in Lusaka have arrested Lusaka businesswoman Faith Musonda of Chalala for disorderly conduct. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilambi says brief facts of the matter are that in the early hours of this morning, between 30 minutes past midnight and 01 hours, the suspect, while driving a Toyota Fortuner, went to the community house in Yukasama residential area. Mr. Chilambi says upon being approached by members of staff, she allegedly conducted herself in a disruptive manner, leading to her arrest by police officers. He says Ms. Musonda, who is currently detained in police custody, will be charged with the offence of idle and disorderly conduct and is expected to appear in court soon.
Upon being approached by members of the staff, she allegedly conducted herself in a disruptive manner. Police officers swiftly apprehended the suspect, who is currently detained in police custody. She will be charged with the offence of idle and disorderly conduct, contrary to Section 178F, Chapter 87 of the Penal Code of the Laws of Zambia, and is expected to appear in court soon.
Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo has challenged police to immediately release Ms. Musonda from detention as there is no offence she has committed. Mr. Tembo says it is normal that Ms. Musonda took such a step considering the number of court cases that have been pending without progress since 2021.
We have seen that for more than 3 years now, the state has failed to take those cases to court and to prosecute their case. And yet, they still hold on to the money that they confiscated from her. And given this background, we believe that Madam Faith Musonda was within her rights to protest the confiscation of her property without due process and without finality to the matter. We stand with Madam Faith Musonda, and we believe that she should not be charged with any offense for going to protest at the residence of the Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, because she was merely demanding justice. Therefore, we call upon the Zambia Police Service to immediately release Madam Faith Musonda.
In 2021, Ms. Musonda was found in possession of 65 million kwacha, $57,900, and a house in Yukasama worth over 6 million, while in 2024, the Economic and Financial Crimes Court confiscated properties to the state valued at over 21 million kwacha belonging to a suspect or suspected to be proceeds of crime. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested two Chinese nationals for trafficking in sachets of 1.5 grams of methamphetamine and 0.96 grams of heroin. DEC spokesperson Alan Tamba says the suspects identified as Xia Zeng and Chengyang Cheng, both residents of the Lai Extension, were arrested during an operation conducted in Lusaka. Mr. Tamba says the officers further seized cash amounting to 8 million kwacha, reasonably believed to be proceeds of crime. Meanwhile, Mr. Tamba says the commission conducted an intelligence-led operation that resulted in the arrest and joint charging of two suspects, Stanley Simwanza and Daniel Siomole, both residents of Chibolia community, in connection with the offense of trafficking in cocaine weighing 1.1 grams, among others who have been arrested in different parts of the country. He says all suspects arrested during these operations are in lawful custody, awaiting court appearances.
In Chichawama Township, Lusaka, the DC arrested Rachel Shanzi, female age 26, for trafficking in 16 sachets of cannabis weighing 26.15 grams following another intelligence.